Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of God, a grave misconception which is generally found in the minds of most Muslims is that there is a verse of the Quran which says "Waskur isma rabbika," which occurs a lot of times in the Quran, and which actually people have construed it to mean that remember the name of the Almighty. And by that they think that it's like saying Allah, Allah, or Allahu, Allahu, or something of to the effect, which at times is an incomplete sentence. When a person says, oh God, or oh Allah, oh Allah, this of course is a meaningless sentence. And one has to complete the sentence. For example, a person should say, oh God, help me, or oh God, please accept my supplication. So it has to be a meaningful sentence, and the verse does not mean that we have to just recite loudly or in our own hearts the name of God. And the important thing which needs to be understood here is all names of God, they actually signify certain attributes. For example, God is Rahman, he is Rahim, he is Ghafoor, he is Aziz, he is Hakim. All these names signify certain qualities and certain attributes. And when we talk to God and we remember God by expressing meaningful sentences, we of course will have a living relationship with him. Otherwise, this is not implied by the verse that we should just keep on reciting the name of God, and that too without making into a meaningful sentence. Another thing which is important in this regard, as the Quran specifies, is that one has to reflect on the construction, on the way this whole universe has been built. And this is perhaps the highest form of zikr. The Quran says about people who are manifested, who are given intellect, that they are people, allazina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. They remember God sitting and lying down, and what they do is yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. They reflect on the creation, the way the heavens and the earth have been created, and by this reflection they are led into believing God, and they are led into the fact that God is someone who does not do something without a purpose. So therefore, if he has made man and also blessed him with a lot of favors, then there must come a day of accountability. So the real remembrance of God, which is implied, is, and the real remembrance of God, which we know, is the quality of true believers and people who are men of intellect, is that they reflect on this whole universe, and after this reflection, they are led to believe that there is a purpose to all of this. And now, of course, this is not to undermine the fact that remembering God is something which should be a living relationship with God. For example, when we look at various things, we say Alhamdulillah. This is an expression of thanksgiving. And when we say, when we see something bad, we say Na'uzu Billah. We say that we come into the refuge of the Almighty. So these are forms of zikr of the Almighty. Not to, of course, forget the fact that that saying the namaz or observing the namaz or bringing the prayer is also remembering God, and reading the Quran is another form of reading God, remembering God. So all these are various forms of expressing one's relationship with the Almighty by remembering Him, and one must be very, very careful and cautious that this should not be a mechanical affair. It should be a very lively affair. It should be a dynamic affair. When one gets related to the Almighty, it should enliven his heart. It should stir his soul. And this can only be done if one has a living relationship with the attributes of the Almighty, and if one keeps on reflecting on how this universe, how this world has been made and put into his service. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ